The Poppy Girls by Margaret Dickinson. Read by Kate Rawson.
Your daughter will drive me to an early grave. Now where is she?
Dr. Edwin Maitland smiled indulgently at his irate wife and said mildly, "Why is she always my daughter when she's annoying you, but yours when she pleases you?"
"Which isn't very often,"
Henrietta snapped. "Hetty, my love, she is young, healthy, and energetic, and a clever girl who is very frustrated by the conventions of the times regarding the expected behaviour of young women. She is envious of her elder brother being able to train as a doctor, whilst we..." He paused briefly, for the future that had been mapped out for Philippa had not been his wish, though he must shoulder some of the blame for having tacitly agreed to it. "Have curtailed her ambitions." Henrietta spread her hands helplessly.
"Why, oh why, can't she just be happy to find a nice husband and settle down? Why does she always have to vie with Robert in everything he does? We gave her a good education. Wasn't that enough? But we didn't allow her to go to university or to medical school as she wanted, did we? What use is a university education to a housewife and mother? And I suspect it was more because Robert had gone, rather than that was what she really wanted to do."
There was a pause before Henrietta said,
"You haven't answered my question. Where is she?"
"Out somewhere. Down at the stables, possibly."
"She'll break her neck on that stallion she rides. He's hard to handle."
"Not for Pips. Midnight is as docile as a Shetland pony when she's on his back."
Then, as another thought entered Henrietta's mind, she said, "Don't tell me she is out on that new contraption of Robert's. Please, don't say she is riding Pillion on his motorcycle."
"I really wouldn't know, my love," Edwin murmured and turned away. He never lied to his wife, but he didn't always tell her the whole truth. Yes, Pips was out with her brother and his new machine, but if Edwin knew his daughter, she wouldn't be riding Pillion. She'd be driving it.
The subject of their conversation was at that moment indeed riding her brother's new motorcycle through the village lanes, startling hens, chickens, dogs, and cats, as well as frightening the life out of the locals.
"There she goes,"
Ma Dawson said aloud to no one in particular.
"More spirit and daring than the rest of us put together, that one."
Ma was sitting in the sunshine in front of the ivy-clad cottage where the Dawson family lived, smoking her clay pipe and watching the world go by as the machine roared past. The small village of Doddington, with one main street and lanes running from it into the surrounding countryside, lay approximately 5 miles west of Lincoln. At the heart of village life was the hall, a magnificent Elizabethan mansion, and its estate of gardens, park, and farmland.